virtuous woman speaks, that she governs herself by the law of God. That everything about her is, points to God. By the rules of wisdom, the law of love and kindness are written in her heart. So you can tell that when you speak to her, and you hear her, and you see her, that that law of love exists, and she possesses that.
Yes.
It's not just, I know about it. She actually possesses that.
Yes.
And she owns it. Because she's a force to be reckoned with. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
A virtuous woman is a force to be reckoned with. Because what? Why? Because God has birthed in her the Holy Spirit. She's got the power of God resting in her. She's put the robes of righteousness around her. She is clothed in the clothing of God. Virtuous. And the devil knows when she's coming and when she's going. But God does too. Amen. Because he says her steps are ordered.
Yes.
Amen. Okay. The law of love and kindness are written in her heart, but it shows itself in her tongue. Amen. If we are kindly affectionate one to another, it will appear by affectionate expression. So when you speak to people, when you speak to others, it's evident on what you say. Her wisdom and kindness together put a commanding power into all she says. They command respect and they command compliance. Amen. How many of you know mothers that when they say to their children, I expect you to obey me, you know what they mean? Amen. Welcome, brother. So a mother, when she speaks, she can either give you the eye. My mother used to give me the eye. And if any of you know, my mother, all she had to do was go look at you like that big old buggy eye she had. And you knew she meant business. And you had to obey what she said, or else you'd get it. Amen?
Amen.
Virtuous woman. Amen. And verse 28, we're almost finished. Her children rise up, and what do they call her?
Blessed.
Why do they call her blessed? Her children grow up in her place. In other words, they grow up following after her, following her example, doing what they see her do, what they watch her and take note of everything that she does. How many of you know that? Your children watch you do things.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll put you in check, too, when you're doing something wrong. Amen? So they're watching. The virtuous woman makes sure that her children see God in her. Amen. Your children grow up in the place of her, they call her blessed. They are themselves a commendation for her. They speak. Daniel spoke about his mother this morning. He's a very good example of a child telling you and I about his mother. And he would have no other mother than her. That's right. He's proud of his mother and who she is and what she does and what she says she is. And she does what she says she does. She's going to do. And you can take that to the bank. Because you know that that's what's going to happen. Amen? They pray for her and bless her. And bless God that they have such a good mother. I know every one of you this morning that's been here this morning to have children know what I'm talking about here this morning. That your children tell you. Carice, your daughter told you this morning. That was awesome. To see little kids growing up to be young people telling their mother how much they really love and appreciate her.
Yes.
And it really comes from the heart, because you know they don't tell lies like that. when it comes to their parents. They know that, you know, that comes from their heart. So they testify about mom. They tell the world about mom because she's a virtuous woman. Amen. They shower her with what? Flowers. They shower her with cards, meals, all kinds of things because they love her. They write poems and they give hugs and kisses. It is a debt that they owe her. The fifth commandment requires it. Love your mother and your father. Okay? So that is our debt as children, to love them and to shower those things on our parents, even in their old age. I'm going to share this at this point. My mother. My mother just recently passed away about 3 months ago, and she was 90 years old, and she definitely was a godly woman. And she just gave everything that she had to the last point in her life. She was loving. I'm telling you just this part because there are more about her that you don't know in the past. You know, she was a praying mother. She was a mother that was faithful to the Lord, that prayed for me when I was out in the world doing my thing, not serving the Lord. And it is because the prayer of your parents that you are here. Yes. It's because you had someone praying for you. Yes. And mostly your mothers who love you and are called themselves a virtuous woman, they'll pray for you. That is what they do. That's who they are. My mother prayed me out of the world.
Yes, amen.
My mother prayed that I would be saved and be serving the Lord. And in my view, that was never going to happen. But because my mother knew who she served,
amen,
and that nothing's impossible to God, that no circumstance, no excuse, nothing would stop her prayer from being answered.
Amen.
Now, when Satan came in and told her, no, that's a lie, that's not going to happen, she just told him, that's a lot from the pit of hell, and I command you to go back to dry places where you belong.
Mm-hmm.
That's a mother who prayed for you, pray you out of hell.
Right.
Because you were destined for hell.
Right.
If you weren't serving the Lord and doing the things of God. But thank God we have someone praying for us.
Yes.
Thank God we have a mother who is intense. They loved you with everlasting love and saw past the natural and to the supernatural, seeing what was possible with God.
Yes.
Because what's impossible with man is possible with God. Thank you, Lord. And thank you for somebody praying for us. Thank you for my wife praying for us, too. She's a mother, and she prays for her children and her grandchildren. Thank you, Lord. We're so blessed to have mothers. We're so blessed. Thank you, Lord. Who can find anything equal to her? She is a great value.
Yes.
The tree is known by its fruits, and therefore, if a tree be good, the tree must have our good word. We must say something good about the goodness of God. Therefore, put away the looking glasses, lady. Put away the mirror from looking at yourself. Instead, adorn yourselves with the garment of praise, giving glory to God and honor at the appearing of Jesus Christ. That which completes the crown of her character is that she fears God. She has a crown of her character and many things in that crown, which I did not cover all of them, only a few for you this morning. And that crowning character is the fear of God. The fear of God reigning in her heart is the beauty of her soul. Amen. And in God's sight, it has great value.
Yes, amen.
And will last how long? How long? Forever. With all those qualities, she lacks not one thing. All she needs, all she does, is guided and governed by principles of her conscience and a good regard to God. All that are wise and good account it so. Everybody that wise can see it and give an account of it, that she is a virtuous woman. And we can all say, amen. God bless you this morning. Let's pray again. Father, we thank you for this very brief word. But we pray and thank you, Lord God, that you are here this morning. The Spirit is here. And we thank you, Lord God, because you make all things possible. We pray you bless our mothers this morning and those who are doing the mother's job. We pray, Lord God, that you will increase her boundaries. Give her the double portion of anointing power of the Holy Spirit in her life. As she lives it, Lord God, in glory and honor for you. We pray, Lord God, that this spoke to the ears that were listening this morning, and that we will receive it and take it with us, Lord God, throughout the day and in our life. We give you glory and thank you for the word, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. And God's people say, amen.
Amen.